Saturday Night Theatre. We present His Highness the Sultan of Zarand, played by John Justin. Her Highness the Princess Aziza, known as Vicky, played by Patricia Gallimore. His Excellency the Sheikh Farid, the Sultan's Wazir, played by David Much. His Highness the Amir of Kartaka, played by Cyril Shapps, in A Gazelle in Park Lane, adapted by Peggy Wells from the play by Dorothy and Campbell Christie.
If your honor will be pleased to enter...
Thanks.
If your honor will be pleased to wait here, I will inform His Highness's secretary that you are in the suite.
Okay. God, blimey. So this is what the Park Lane hotels are like inside. God, talk about posh. What a setup. Guards, major domo, secretary, slaves too, I wouldn't wonder.
Mr. Dunnock?
Yeah, that's right, miss.
How do you do? I'm His Highness's secretary, Lucy McCann.
Oh, pleased to meet you.
Her Highness won't be long, and I've told His Excellency you're in the suite.
His Excellency?
His Excellency the Wazir.
Look, miss, how about skipping that one? I'll come on duty midday, and I've got to get out to Hammersmith. That's the bus garage.
Oh, yes, Her Highness knows that. Don't worry.
Yes, sir.
May I present Mr. Dunnock, Excellency? Mr. Dunnock, this is His Excellency, Sheikh Farid bin Badr al-Jidal, Wazir to His Highness the Sultan of Zarand.
Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, pleased to meet you, sir.
Akhlam. Welcome and ease.
Ah, same to you, sir.
Blessed is the day which brings you here. Auspicious is the hour in which you come.
It's very kind of you to say so. I hope you're going to enjoy your visit to England, sir.
I am very sure I shall, thank you. I have, as has His Highness the Sultan, extremely warm feelings for your beautiful country. Is this Her Highness who approaches, Yasid?
Yes, Excellency. Dad!
Hi, Vicky.
Oh, Dad!
There's my girl.
I knew you'd come. I knew you'd come. Mac, Farid, you can go.
Well, it's time we made friends again, isn't it?
Hey, look who's talking. I've been friends all along and you know it.
Well, Vicky, we didn't call it all that friendly the way you ran off with that chap.
Run? We never ran a step. You wouldn't come over to Paris and meet Joe.
Well, you wouldn't come back home and talk it over.
Not with Mum going on about over her dead body. Not likely. How is she, Dad?
Well, she's okay.
Still mad with me?
Well...
Wouldn't come with you?
No.
Well, I don't know. After we got to London yesterday, I went straight home to try and see her. I knocked and knocked and never got an answer. Was she out?
Well, not exactly.
What do we do, Dad?
Well, did you have to come round in a car like a flipping great battleship?
Well,
did you? Knowing how she feels?
Sorry, Dad. I ought to have taken a taxi.
A taxi? You know, I care about taxis. Next time, take a bus. Number 74, in case you've forgotten. Change Earl's Court Road.
Now, don't you start.
Oh, I'm sorry, love. Well, you know what really upset her, don't you?
Oh, yes. All that slush about Joe having half a dozen other wives. Dad, listen, I'm his only wife, see?
So far. But any time he wants another, any time he sees a girl he fancies, he helps himself, doesn't he?
Look, a Muslim can have four wives. Four at a time, that is. So if I don't keep Joe happy, I find myself one of a crowd. So I keep him happy, see?
And what about you, love? You happy?
Very.
And what about that career?
Oh, that. No, I was all right in cabaret, Dad, but I'd had enough of it. No, Joe's all I want.
Is it true about all the money he gets from his oil?
£2,100,000 a week.
No, not a week.
Yes, a week. Every week.
How much you used to get when you was dancing at that place in Paris?
£20 a week.
Oh, had a nice raise, haven't you?
Come out and see Zarand, Dad. Well, since they found all this oil there, we got everything. Schools, hospitals, power stations, roads going everywhere, and airfields. We got an army and an air force and our own police. Joe's done all that.
I see there was a row about him yesterday. In Parliament, I mean, about your Joe.
Look, Dad, Zarand's got a treaty with England, see? But it runs out soon, and so does our oil contract. And now we want a better price for our oil, and you're saying you won't come across.
Opening your mouth's a bit too wide, aren't you?
Too wide? Could be your government's going to get a shock, you know. They won't find Joe so easygoing now he's got me behind him.
You telling me he lets you stick your nose in?
Oh, take an interest, naturally.
God, women. Oh, well, I suppose it's up to him.
Here he comes. Here's Joe.
Yeah, what do I call him?
Joe.
What, me? He cut me head off, wouldn't he?
Not if I say not to.
Hey, what do I do? Shake hands or bow?
Neither. You get down and bump your head on the floor.
Not ruddy likely, I don't.
Joe, look. Darling, look who's here. Do you know who this is?
Our wazir has told us of the honor done to us.
Aren't you going to say you're pleased to see him?
When I find a stranger in my house, Mr. Dunnock, I ask myself what brings him here.
Well, I just dropped into the hotel to see Vicky, sir. I know it's been a long time, sir.
More than a year, Mr. Dunnock. For more than a year, your coldness has weighed on her heart and darkened her life. Vicky, come here. Your daughter, Mr. Dunnock, after a year's captivity in the hands of a cannibal, do you notice many traces of hardships she has suffered?
No, I think she looks fine.
Has she told you how quickly I tired of her?
I've told him we love each other. Oh, Joe, come off it. Tell Dad how happy we both are to see him.
Mr. Dunnock, we are very happy to see you.
Well, thanks, Your Highness. After everything that's happened, I must say that's handsome of you.
But where is Mrs. Dunnock?
Well...
I see. Never mind. Haste is of the devil, but patience cometh from Allah. Sit down, Mr. Dunnock. Let me get you a drink.
Oh, no, thanks. I'm on duty at 12. They look a bit sideways at you if you turn up smelling of booze. I must push off now anyway, or I'll be late.
So what? Why don't you tell them what they can do with their bastard? Joe, tell Dad he's crazy going on working now he's got us. Us with all this money.
Completely crazy, Mr. Dunnock.
Stan.
Completely crazy, Stan.
Well, thank you, sir, but I'm okay.
The choice is yours. Remember, though, I am much in your debt. In my country, we purchase our brides. But I have paid you nothing for Vicky.
Oh, that's right, Dad. You've been twisted. Uh-huh. Oh, back in Zarand, a girl like me would fetch about 6 camels.
Oh, 50 at least. She camels, white as milk and nobly bred and harmoniously built.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, Mac. What can we do for you?
Sir Oswald Boddington telephoned, sir.
Sir Oswald Boddington?
Now, don't try that on. Well, Mac?
He wants to fix dates and times for His Highness's sittings, ma'am. He says he can't undertake the portrait with less than 12 sittings.
12 sittings? Cancel the whole thing, Mac. Tell him I'm getting you to take a snapshot.
No, Joe. You're going to have your portrait painted.
Oh.
Leave it to me, Mac. I'll fix it.
Very well, ma'am.
Goodbye, love.
Oh, wait, Mac, have we got a car ready?
There's one at the side door, ma'am. And Muhammad Ali's standing by.
Come on, Dad.
I'll let you say.
Who's this?
I can guess.
His Highness, the Prince Ali.
I thought so.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. This is a surprise.
Excuse me, please. I know I was not summoned. Oh, peace be on you, O wife of my brother.
And on you, peace, Salim, dear. Dad, this is Joe's younger brother. He goes to school at Harrow. This is my dad, Salim.
Honored to meet you, sir.
Me too, Your Highness.
Come on, Dad, you'll miss your own bus. Mac will take you down to the car.
Okay. Goodbye, Your Highness.
How much more friendly if you would call me Joe.
Well, goodbye, Joe.
Goodbye, Stan. It means a lot to Vicky and to me to see you here. Come again soon and come often.
And next time, Dad, bring Mum.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do. Bye, Your Highness.
Goodbye, sir.
This way, Mr. Dunnock.
Well, Salim, what are you doing here?
Oh, sir, I have special leave from my housemaster.
Again? Yesterday you had special leave to welcome us at the airport.
Yes, sir, and today I have it to bring to your notice some insults to our country. Sir, I shall read these newspaper cuttings to you.
We've seen those, Salim, dear.
Sir, please to listen.
I can read English too, Salim. I picked it up at Winchester.
Sir, our country has been insulted by the British government.
No, the opposition, not the government. Mac... get a car at once, please, to take His Highness to Harrow and ask His Excellency to come in here, please.
But, sir...
Salim, trouble not thy head for every jackass that brays.
The wise man shuts not the ears which Allah has given him.
My turn. Right. The cockerel that crows too loudly is the first in the pot.
I am dumb.
Lord...
Ya Farid, His Highness will return to Harrow at once. The Sit Mackay will request his housemaster to see that he devotes more time to his studies.
Hearing and obedience, Your Sayyidi.
Do you mean to renew our treaty with Britain, sir?
That is yet to be decided. Perhaps yes and perhaps no.
Salim, dear, why not leave this treaty to Joe and I? We're wondering all the time what's best to do about it.
Oh, my brother will renew the treaty and Britain knows he will renew it. Sir, there is a guy at my house at school... Howard J. Brubaker's junior.
An American, perhaps?
Yes, sir. Howard has been pretty decent to me. Sir, do you know that any American oil company would give you better terms than we get from Britain, and their government would back the deal?
You are in touch with the president, no doubt.
Well, no, sir, but Howard's pop's the big potato of an oil company, and he says that... He says, why sign up again with Britain, for Pete's sake, when everybody knows she's on the scheme?
Yeah, just a minute before you go.
Sir, he's coming over here next week, Pop is. And Howard says he's just crazy to meet you.
It's very kind of Howard. I will keep it in mind.
Yes, sir? And what will you keep in mind? The welfare of our country or your infatuation for Britain?
Have a care, Highness.
Oh, day of shame, when such a question can be asked. Oh, worthless brother, base, depraved, unfit to sit upon the throne of our heroic father.
Yafarid, take him out and hang him by his heels for 2 hours.
Let me go. Don't.
The Yafarid. Send him back to school.
Yes, Lord.
The Sit Mackay will write to his housemaster. No more leave this half. Do you hear, Salim?
I hear.
Take him down to the car, Yafarid.
This way, Highness.
Oh, dear. I hope he's not going to turn into a difficult boy.
He would not have far to go. I never liked his mother. Nor, indeed, did my poor father.
Well, why did he marry her?
Oh, some political situation which dictated the alliance.
Dad wants to know what happens when you start wanting more wives.
Oh, look at me, Vicky. Oh, read my heart in my eyes. I shall never want another wife. Come here.
Darling. Joe, I want to talk to you.
No, I'd much rather kiss you.
About this treaty.
No, hearts, love. It's such a waste of...
No, darling. No. Joe, this treaty's important. It's got to be settled.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, Mac?
We have a visitor, sir. They've just rung up from downstairs. He's from the Foreign Office.
Oh, must I see him?
Not if you don't want to, sir. I can deal with him.
Oh, it's not Mr. Acton Hicks, is it?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Acton Hicks, my darling, is a patron Max Past. They were at the embassy in Tehran together.
Oh, Mac, a boyfriend.
Certainly not, ma'am. Mr. Acton Hicks and I shared an office. Nothing else.
What does he want?
I imagine he's been sent round to apologize for the things that were said in the House of Commons yesterday.
I'd better see him.
Joe, don't let him persuade you to sign a new treaty.
Heart of my heart. Suppose you leave this to me.
But I know this Acton Hicks will talk you round his little finger. Let me have a go at him. Darling, what's wrong with letting me help?
As you wish. When I've had enough of him, I will ring this bell.
Then I come in.
Can't you just indicate to me how you are going to help me?
Sure I can. I'm going to point out we can do without Britain. Tell him I'm wanting you to join up with Qatar.
Oh, Vicky!
Joe, I know that's the answer.
All right, Mac. I will see Mr. Acton Hicks now.
Yes, sir.
Well, don't make any promises, Joe.
No.
Trouble is, my darling, you're much too sweet and trusting for this wicked world.
Her poor, poor Highness.
Why poor, poor?
She still knows you so little. Hello? Has Mr. Acton Hicks come upstairs yet? Well, His Highness will see him as soon as he does.
Let's face it, Mac, we are making no impression on Lord Norimac.
The Foreign Secretary knows you're only trying to bid him up, sir. He has no doubt at all you mean to renew the treaty with them.
Then we must make him think again. Or would your friend Acton Hicks be easier to convince?
No, sir. More difficult, if possible. Here he comes now. Will Your Highness see him alone?
Or shall we see what you can do? You might be able to prepare the ground a bit.
Well, I could try, sir.
3 minutes. And the next time I ring the bell, ignore it.
Mr. Acton Hicks.
Hello, Matt.
Good morning, Richard. What can I do for you?
Well, you must know why I'm here. I've come to convey the Secretary of State's most humble apologies to his nibs. You going to produce him?
Yes, he'll see you. He can only spare you a minute or two. He's lunching at the Russian embassy.
You'd like to be a report that, of course.
It wouldn't hurt. Any attempt to keep your department in touch with what goes on in the outside world is time well spent.
Now, Mac, I came round in the humblest, friendliest spirit to tender our apologies. Our head is at your feet.
And so it should be. To paint the Sultan as a dissolute waster, squandering all his money on his own pleasures. If people knew what he spends a year on welfare...
Well, of course, Mac, I agree. There isn't a better-run state anywhere. But you know very well that a Majesty's government can't be held responsible for the nonsense talked by the wild men on the other side.
Her Majesty's government could and should make it perfectly clear at the time that it is nonsense, and malicious nonsense at that.
No, my dear, not at the time. The Secretary of State, being in the Lords, can't answer back at the time. But here's a personal letter from the minister to your boss, saying all the right things. And here's an apology, high, wide, and handsome, which his lordship himself will read in the House of Lords tomorrow.
Well, thank you. I doubt if it will make up for the arrogant and cynical way your department has treated us for the last 3 years.
Matt, you got us wrong. We'd be very sorry indeed to fall out with your boss. Anyone in the Middle East section will tell you he's the nearest thing to a white man left in Arabia.
Is that why you refuse to pay a fair price for his oil?
Come now. You're not suggesting that the minister can dictate to the Anglo-Zarandian Oil Company, are you?
Unless things have changed since my day. Yes, I am. When I think of the square deal this country's always had from His Highness. Tell me where, in all the world, Britain has a stauncher friend. He even married an English wife.
Naturally. He wants the best blondes. We've got them.
Well, Richard, do you know what I think?
No, Mac. Do tell me. I have a great respect for your opinion.
I think you've been taking His Highness too much for granted for too long. I think he's just about fed up with it. Some people take the trouble to make a lot of fuss of him. The United States, for one. The Soviet Union, for another.
Oh, my dear Mac, cancel my last remark. You lost grip since you left the service.
You're not at all afraid of losing him?
Frankly, no. I think he's bidding us up. Well, playing hard to get. I wouldn't blame him. No harm in trying, is there?
Mr. Acton Hicks, Your Highness.
Welcome, Mr. Acton Hicks. We have met before, I think, on your own ground.
That's right, Your Highness. At the Foreign Office, 18 months ago.
Mr. Acton Hicks has come to apologize to Your Highness for the things that were said in the House of Commons yesterday.
The Minister sent me, sir. He's really very cut up about the whole business.
Here is a copy of an apology which Lord Norimack will make in the House of Lords tomorrow, sir.
File it, Miss Mackay, and then forget the whole thing utterly as I shall.
Very good, sir.
That's really very generous of Your Highness.
It's not generous at all. To forgive your department for an offense they did not commit allows me to concentrate more profitably on the crimes of which they are undoubtedly guilty.
Crimes? Oh, come, sir. Rather a harsh word, surely.
Oh, I chose it with some care.
I have the impression, sir, that you tend to blame Her Majesty's government for not persuading the Anglo-Zarandian Oil Company to offer you an increase on your present 50% share of the profit.
You see, Mr. Acton Hicks, other countries are run by vulgar businessmen who actually quote figures. Figures like 55-45 or even 60-40.
Oh, well, sir, anyone who talks like that, I mean, it may sound very nice. What happens? Before you know where you are, poof.
So your department has no intention of applying pressure to the AZ Oil Company?
Sir, that's not possible.
I see.
Actually, sir, I discussed the question of your royalties with William Pym, chairman of AZ. He tells me he had the greatest difficulty in talking his board into continuing your contract on the present 50-50 basis.
Really? Would it be unkind to remind both him and the minister that there is a great deal of British capital sunk in the desert of Sarand?
They know that very well, sir. And they know, Your Highness, we'll forget it. The minister was saying only this morning what a relief it is to deal with...
Excuse me one moment, would you? You were saying...
Well, the minister was saying only this morning, sir, what a relief it is to deal with a man of such integrity and good faith as Your Highness. I quote his exact words.
Much as I value Lord Norimack's opinion, I begin to feel that unless the AZ Company makes me a more generous offer, I may have to look elsewhere. Perhaps you will quote him... My exact word.
Naturally, I will, sir. But...
Oh, sorry, darling. I thought you were alone. Shall I run away?
No, no, no. Stay. My love, may I present to you Mr. Acton Hicks, head of the Arabian Gulf Affairs at the Foreign Office.
Oh, yes, you may. We've been wanting to talk to your department, Mr. Hicks, and it's nice to begin at the top. I bet you know all the answers. Now, I'd just like to know what
my
you...
My darling, Mr. Acton Hicks has just said that he has to hurry back to the Foreign Office.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Well, Mr. Hicks, did His Highness do some real plain speaking?
Oh, yes, indeed. We had a very frank exchange of views.
But did he get it across to you that
my
unless you...
My love, we really mustn't keep him,
eh? Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye, Mr. Acton Hicks.
And goodbye, Your Highness. Perhaps another day I may have the pleasure of hearing your views on the whole situation.
Okay, but don't count on it being a pleasure. Goodbye. Joe.
Oh, it's too bad, my darling. These people are always in a hurry.
Well, did he really listen to you?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Isn't he going to get us better terms?
Nothing is further from his mind.
Right. That settles it. We go ahead with the alliance with Qatar.
Oh, Vicky!
Joe, that's what the Emir wants. Why not?
Because the very name of Pirtaka spells treachery.
Oh, this boring old feud between Zarand and Kitaka. Let's try to end it, Joe.
Oh, it's useless. Spit into the wind, and it blows back in your face.
I don't get it.
Don't frown.
I always frown when I think.
Don't think. Kiss me instead.
We hitch up with the Emir of Qatar.
Don't talk.
No, darling. Let me go. We hitch up with the Emir and market our oil and his together. We halve our overheads and keep all the profits.
If it were anyone but Al Abbas.
When we talked about this in bed last night, you agreed.
Oh, I agree to anything in bed. The hour was late. My mind turned to pleasanter things. Yours too, I may remind you.
Yes, I know it did. I love you madly. Ah. Well, that's not everything. I don't think you know how an English girl feels about marriage.
Instruct me then, oh bright perfection. I have never been an English girl.
Well, she likes to... Huh? What's the use? Arabs don't want their wives knowing anything about their jobs, do they? It isn't done. It never has been done.
Lord.
Speak, Ya Farid.
His Highness the Emir of Kirtaka is even now ascending in the lift.
Now, Joe, look, darling, why not be nice to him? Bury the hatch.
Light of my life. Go now, and I will bear your views in mind.
You know, there's no one need be above taking a little advice now and then.
Thy countenance is sad, O long living.
Oh.
Is the discomfort in thy belly or thy spirit?
My belly is at ease, thanks be to Allah. Lord,
speak.
Our fortunes are not so low that we need cry to this man for help.
We stand to gain much if the Emir's offer is honest.
Honest? This two-faced son of a cutthroat camel driver. Lord.
Speak.
It is said in Zarand, safer to fondle a serpent than make friends with an Alabas.
In Kirtaka, they say, trust not a wolf nor a man from Zarand.
His Highness Sheikh Rakan bin Hassan El Falji El Abbas, Emir of Kirtaka.
Peace be upon you, old brother.
And on you, peace. Dear brother, I trust your health is good.
Excellent, dearest brother. Thanks be to Allah. And that of your Highness?
As you see me, I am much honored by your visit.
Happy is the day which brings me
here. Auspicious the hour in which you come.
May Allah direct our counsel.
And prosper our deliberation. Please sit down.
Thank you. May one speak openly?
His Excellency is safe.
My heart was hot with anger when I learnt of yesterday's attack upon your Highness in the British Parliament.
Your Highness's sympathy is balm to my spirit.
Where may one look for gratitude? Where hope for a just reward? When, at the end of the year, one's own agreement with the Americans expires, will they not deal in a like manner with oneself? One can see no hope for your Highness, nor for oneself, except in a treaty of friendship between our two countries, an alliance close and enduring. One believes your Highness sees clearly the benefits which this union between Kirtaka and Zarand would bring.
That it could greatly enrich both of us, I have never denied.
Your doubt, then, is whether our two houses, enemies, alas, for too long, could truly come together in friendship.
Unhappily, Highness, I think it impossible.
But if one could convince you, oh brother, that one would give one's very life to promote this alliance.
One's life, Highness?
Also that which is dearer to one than one's life.
If you could so convince me, then surely an agreement would follow.
Would follow. Forget not those words, Highness. For one is come with an offer which will, one is confident, end all your hesitations and silence every echo of the unhappy past.
Ya Farid! The food of this country deranges him, your Highness. His belly is thunderous.
Yes? Your Highness is, I think, blessed with but one wife.
That is so.
And I, with but one daughter. One's soul's darling. The light of one's household. The lovely, the incomparable.
Moon of my soul.
Don't touch me. I know Mohammed said four wives was a thing. But only yesterday you swore you could manage with one.
So I could. So I can. My love. Was it my wish that we should sign a treaty with the Emir? Beloved, for days on end, for nights on end, you have implored me to agree to this treaty.
I didn't see this coming yesterday.
Nor I, by Allah. But times without number, my darling, you have told me that our own inclinations must count for nothing when they conflict with our duty to our people.
I don't want to share you with anyone, Joe.
Well, it's the light of my life. No one is asking you to. This is no love match. As ours was. No, this is an affair of state.
What's this girl like? How old is she?
The Princess Guzail is 16. What she's like, only Allah knows.
I suppose you don't even get a look at her, not till you're married to her.
Well, certainly not. She's kept in the very strictest seclusion.
Joe, suppose she looks like her father.
You find that thought a cheerful one.
Sorry, darling.
I must remind you, my love, that the heaviest share of this burden will fall on me.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, what is it, Mac?
They've just run through from downstairs to say Her Highness's father and mother are on their way up.
Dad and Mum?
Yes, ma'am.
Dad's talked her round. He's got her to come with him. Thanks, Mac. You're not to tell them, Joe. Not today.
To tell them what?
That you've gone and got yourself another wife.
Oh, no, Vicky.
You... There. I'm forgiven and we're friends again. Dad, I knew you'd bring her.
Yeah, well, love.
Well, ma'am, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. Now, at last. Joe, this is Mum.
Mrs. Dunnock, this is a great honor. Huh? Good morning, Stan. Good morning. I'm delighted to see you both. Mrs. Dunnock, won't you sit down?
Mum, what's the matter? Cat got your tongue?
I've come to take you home.
What? Huh? What did you say?
I've come to take you home, my girl. And for once, your father agrees.
Now, wait a minute, Mabel.
Now, go on, now, get your hat. Nothing else. You're walking out of here in just what you stand up in.
Look, what is all this? Dad?
It's no good saying Dad. He means it this time, and if he don't, I do.
Now, Mrs. Barnard...
You will oblige me, please, by not addressing
now,
me.
Now, Mabel, look.
And you the same.
Look, it's like I said when we was coming along. Perhaps it isn't true.
Well, if it isn't, she can say so, can't she?
Well, I'll ask her then.
No need to get worked up. Where's that newspaper?
There you are.
Now then. Wife number two. How will ex-cabaret dancer like sharing her sultan? Is that true, Vicky?
No.
Are you sure?
Okay. Yes.
Someone shall pay for this. May I see that paper, please?
And, Vicky, look at this. A picture of you. All that leg.
Oh, I seem worse. Pictures and legs.
Says we tried to stop you marrying him. I'll give it that. Says you only got yourself to blame.
Thanks a lot.
Wants to know how you feel now, it says. Asked if you're sorry you jumped out of a nightclub into a harem. Here, read it for yourself.
I wouldn't stoop to read it.
Oh, now, none of that. You keep your temper or leave the room.
Dad.
Well, honest, Vicky, I don't get it either. Only yesterday you told me this couldn't happen.
And yesterday I would have said the same, Stan.
Oh, yes, I'm sure.
But, Mum, it's true. Mum, try to understand. You see, this marriage is part of a treaty.
Vicky!
It doesn't matter what you say. You're coming home with us.
No, I'm not.
Now, Vicky?
No, Mum, I'm staying here.
With him?
Yes.
Oh, no, you're not, my girl. Settle down with you both till he gets tired of it and then bring home another one.
Oh, Mum, he isn't tired of me. Come off it. Look, me and Joe's not private people. I don't want to shoot a line, Mum, but we're royalty. Joe's not in love with this girl. He's never even seen her.
Well, the fellow that wrote in that newspaper has. He says she's a matchless oriental beauty with all the mysterious allure of the East.
Oh, Joe.
Oh, my darling, remember her father. How could she have allure?
Well, anyway, Mum, that's not the point. Look, we got 500,000 subjects, me and Joe. That means we got to watch our step. Well, foreign policy, for instance. You can't go falling out with someone just because you don't like them. You land yourself and 500,000 other people in a war. Me and Joe's not free agents, Mum.
Talking pretty big, aren't you, for a girl who never passed her 11 plus?
Anyway, it was my idea. I thought of it. I fixed it. Joe didn't want to marry this girl. He doesn't now. I had to talk him into it, so there.
I'm leaving.
Okay? No one will stop you. I never thought I'd live to hear such words from a child of mine. Come on, Stan.
Oh, I'll have to go.
Stan, I can explain. Come in again sometime.
No, I reckon I'd better. We got to talk, you know.
Please, and Stan, remember, Vicky is everything to me.
Well, it beats me. Bye-bye, Vicky, love.
Bye-bye, Dad.
I'll talk to your mother. It's only because she loves you. Yeah, keep your chin up, dear.
Thank you, my darling.
What for? You don't think I meant all that, do you? And if I was Mum and I had a daughter you was treating like this, I'd raise hell, too. Only I'd keep on at me till I walked out on you.
No, Vicky, please.
Telegrams from the answer, asking if the report is true.
Top secret!
Her poor highness.
Say, full details will follow, Mac.
The Amir's just rung up. He's in a terrible stew, but it's having leaked out.
Oh, now, Mac, please.
Oh, no, sir. You don't mean he leaked it?
Of course he did. Until the engagement was announced, I could easily have changed my mind.
Well, it's not often your highness is outmaneuvered by the Amir or anyone else.
I admit I am not pleased, Mac. Well, we still have a long way to go before this treaty between Zarand and Kirtaka is signed.
At least he's suppressed the fact that you and he are negotiating an oil agreement.
Well, naturally, his own agreement with the Americans has still got 6 months to run.
I'd say the Americans will be thankful to see the back of him.
You know very well they won't, Mac. He is to the Americans what I am to the British, a major investment and an important source of oil.
Lord, this newspaper...
Save your breath, Yafarid. I've seen it already.
By Allah, did the Amir not pledge himself that this news would not yet be published? Lord, put not your trust in this man. A stranger to honor, a dealer in lies.
Softly, Yafarid, softly.
Oh.
Had the Amir anything else to say, Mac?
Oh, yes, sir. One wanted you to know that the Princess Guzeyil, one sweet Guzeyil, is dumb stricken by the honor you have done her. Already her heart is turned with ecstasy towards her future lord.
Oh.
I wonder if the Foreign Office has seen this paper.
Yes, sir. Mr. Acton Hicks has been on the phone already.
Ah, did he sound at all shaken?
No, sir. Much amused. His department thinks this marriage is being staged.
Huh?
His words, sir, to make it look as if your highness is considering a treaty with Kirtaka. But he said that's something even the Middle East section of the Foreign Office can't be expected to swallow.
Some there be who have no choice but to swallow it. Lord, my gorge rises.
Have a care, Yafarid. Let the muzzle of prudence close the mouth of indiscretion.
Lord, I am dumb.
You may withdraw.
Lord.
I think it my duty to tell you, sir, that over this business, I entirely agree with His Excellency.
Mac, this alliance was not my idea. You must take it up with Her Highness. Anything else?
No, sir.
Oh, by the way, is your niece Jenny here yet?
She's here, sir, but she's not staying. She doesn't want to work for us.
Oh, something wrong?
No, it's just that she has other plans. Ah. That's quite all right, sir. I'll soon find another girl for the office.
Is Miss Mackay's niece out there?
Sir, she's just going home.
Send her in here, please.
It's quite unnecessary, sir.
I want to know from her why she is not coming to work for me.
Now, please, sir, you're not to encourage her. You always did spoil the child till there was no doing anything with her.
Wallahi, Mac! Don't tell me this is Jenny.
Yes, sir, it is.
Oh, nonsense. The Jenny who came up to Zarand for a holiday was all... pigtails and puppy fat.
That was 2 years ago, Your Highness.
Well, look at you now. Grown up? Almost middle-aged.
There, Aunt Lucy. If His Highness can see I'm grown up...
Jenny! And you haven't said good morning to His Highness.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Good morning. Oh, I mean, salamu ya Saidi.
Salamu, Jenny. Assalamu alaikum. Well done, Jenny.
Oh, I did hope I'd see you again. I said to Aunt Lucy, please, couldn't I? Just for a moment. But she said, no, you were busy.
I want to know why you are not starting work in our office this morning.
Well...
She's changed her mind about wanting to work for us, sir.
No, it's not that. Truly, it isn't, sir. Your Highness, I know I've let you down, and I'm terribly sorry. I mean, I thought it was fab, but fab to be working for you and going out to Zarand again. Well, who wouldn't? I've just got engaged to be married. Well, just last night, I mean, so how can I go? But Aunt Lucy says you getting married, ridiculous, and she's going to stop it.
Miss Mackay, this is a serious accusation.
She's far too young to get married, sir. And there aren't two halfpennies for a penny between the pair of them.
We will have. We'll be all right.
What does he do, your young man?
He's a barrister, a member of the bar.
A barrister? A pupil in chambers who's never had a brief?
He has. He did.
Mac, sit down. How can I help, Jenny?
Oh, please, you can speak to Aunt Lucy. She says she's going to my mother to tell her to send Johnny packing, and that'll wreck everything. Aunt Lucy's got Mother right under her thumb.
You can see for yourself. She's too young to get married, sir.
No, I'm not. I'm not, sir, am I? I read in the paper that the Princess Guzail is 16 and I'll be 18 in December.
You know very well that's quite different.
Why, it's not. By hook or by crook, she says, sir.
Jenny.
Max, is this true? Many a secretary has died with a bowstring round her neck for less than that.
Jenny, will you please go home?
Goodbye, Jenny.
Goodbye, Your Highness, and thanks. Thanks a million. Goodbye, Aunt Lucy.
No, sir. That's really too bad of you.
Mac, I think I can find Jenny another job. Quite an interesting one here in London. Now, how would that be?
Oh. That would be kind of Your Highness. She's bright enough, sir. I can answer for that.
Splendid. I'll see to it.
Thank you, sir.
Joe!
If you'll excuse me, sir.
Vicky, come here.
Joe, sorry I blew my talk.
Oh, my darling, I think you are taking it wonderfully.
Well, it's true what I said. I talked you into this treaty. But if only I'd known. Joe, suppose you fall in love with this princess.
Vicky, foolish one. Do you know me so little? I have but one heart, and that is yours forever.
Joe?
Yes, darling.
I know joining up with Kitaka is the best thing for Zaran. That's the one thing I do know.
Then the rest is with Allah.
I'm allowed to have a look at this girl before you marry her, aren't I?
Oh, yes, certainly. We shall arrange that you visit her.
Why? Why can't she come here and see me?
Well, out of the harem. My darling, her father is of the old school. That is quite unthinkable.
Okay, then. I go and see her. Guzail. Pretty name, anyhow.
It means little gazelle. I fear she will not live up to it.
She doesn't have to look like her father.
Oh, yes. The house of Al-Abbas stamps its image on its seed with great fidelity. She will look exactly like the Amir. Without the beard, I hope.
So what? There's always me.
Oh, my darling. From now on, I shall need your love and sympathy and support in never-failing streams.
Okay. They're all yours. And if she's too ghastly for words, well, we don't have to see much of her.
We don't? We are not marrying the Princess Guzail. Even you must admit that there are some duties we cannot share, my darling.
Has she arrived yet, Farid? Has the princess arrived?
Not yet, Yasir.
Goodness. I think she's changed her mind and doesn't want to come.
No, Yasit, no. All is well.
What is it? Muhammad Ali is never late.
Muhammad Ali was instructed to put caution before speed.
Suppose they've had an accident.
Muhammad Ali was instructed not to have an accident.
Wish I hadn't started all this. If His Highness finds out, he'll be furious with both of us.
Yes? My father? Oh, I don't think I can see him now. Oh, wait. I'll come out and talk to him. No. Ask him to come in here, please.
But, Your Highness...
He won't stay long. You needn't worry about the Sit Mackay. His Highness has taken her with him to Sir Oswald's studio. For the sitting, you know.
Allah be praised.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Allah be praised. Your Highness...
Okay, mate. She knows me. Ah, oh, Becky. Ready?
The old Comrades' Day party. Oh, Dad.
What is it? Something wrong?
No, you look fine with all those medals, but I forgot.
What, forgot you was coming? Well, I'm blowed. All right, get your wall paint on, get weaving.
Oh, Dad, I'm sorry. I can't come.
Can't come? But Vicky...
Oh, this last 2 weeks I've had a proper dish full.
Well, now you've got some more. I brought your Ma along.
Ma? You haven't.
Don't you want to make friends? Blimey, it's been 2 weeks hard labour getting her here.
Where is she?
Out there. She's coming with us, only I said I'd pave the way. Now, come on. I mean, I got her here now, and the regimental do was always a family party. Since you was 10, you always made it in the sergeant's mess. Now, come on.
Dad, I wish I could, but I can't.
Okay. I'll tell your mum. Yeah, come and say hello to her.
Come on.
I'm
not sure I want to.
I'll never get her to come round again. Look, not for my sake.
Okay, I'll get her in. But if she starts up again about Joe, then
she won't. She's promised. She still can't see this marriage your way, and she doesn't like me having made it up with Joe, but she won't say no more.
She better hadn't. Ask my mother to come in, please.
Look, love, it's not like you to keep it up.
Who was it started it last time?
Now, what's the use of being like that?
Look, if she lays off me, I'll lay off her.
Oh, good, here we go again.
Mother, this way. Mrs. Dunnock.
Hello, Mum. Oh, Vicky.
Oh, Mum.
Oh, you never could do without your mum for long, could you?
Oh, I missed you so. Hey, I like your hat.
39 and 11.
Smash him. Look, we'll go shopping together sometime, eh?
Oh, well, we'll see about that. Right now, we ought to be starting for the party.
Mum, I just told Dad. I can't come.
Can't come? But didn't you promise your father you'd come?
I know.
Oh, why can't you come?
Mum, Dad, look, this is a secret. No one's got to know. I got this girl Joe's going to marry coming. Princess Goose Hill.
Now, Mabel.
All right. I wasn't going to say anything. What's wrong with her coming? Why is it a secret?
Well, I ought to have gone and seen her, see. I mean, that's the usual thing. Go and have a look at her in her father's harem. Trouble is, her foxy old father won't let me. Twice we've had it laid on, and twice he's called it off.
Why? I mean, I know no man mustn't go within a mile of her, but, I mean, why should they mind you seeing her?
Well, that's just it. My guess is there's something funny about her. It's worrying poor Joe, no end.
Oh, poor Joe.
Mabel.
Mum, all right. So, if her father knew she was coming, there'd be trouble, is that it?
Trouble? There'd be murder.
Now, look, are you doing this?
Well, did you fix it then? I mean, I've been reading how these girls don't never go out and they got all these men guarding them and attendants.
You know.
Now, Stan, I will not have it. I told you. Well, Vicky, how did you fix it then?
I didn't. The wazir thinks they're double-crossing us, too. He fixed it, and I asked no questions.
Well, what I want to know is...
Dad, that's all I can tell you. One of our cars has gone down to Ascot. That's where the Emir's got a house, to bring the princess back.
Now, look, what I keep trying to
Dad,
ask
do
you...
Dad, do you mind?
Sorry, Dad, yes?
Does your Joe know you're doing this?
No.
Why not?
Because I haven't told him.
Why not? Because he wouldn't like it, right?
Look, when I said to Joe, couldn't we get her to the hotel and have a look at her without her father knowing, he said, not unless you want to land me in a blood feud.
Well, do you?
Of course I don't. But when the wazir said he could fix
by
it...
By slipping someone something, I suppose.
Oh, I didn't ask.
No, Vicky. When a girl starts doing things like this behind her husband's back... Come on, Mabel, we're going.
Listen, Dad.
Now, look, take my advice. Don't do it. When she arrives, send her straight back.
I can't do that. I won't.
First word you ever learned to say was won't. Come on, Mabel.
Oh, sit down. Whatever Vicky's doing, she's my daughter.
You said it. Well, I'm not mixing myself up in this. I'm all.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, let him go, Mum. He wouldn't be allowed to see her anyhow.
Sit down, Stan. You're not going.
Aren't I? Watch this. Well, so long.
Where are you going?
To the regiment's old comrades' day party to which I thought we was all going.
And if you get drunk in a sergeant's mess again this year, you can stay there.
Tie very much, I will. And you can take the bus out for me in the morning. 5:15 at Emma at the garage. Yeah, you guys had better keep an eye on that lot.
Got a bit above yourself, that's what. It's all these chaps at the garage keeping on about. Can't he find them a Royal Highness for a son-in-law?
What time's she coming? She's late. Oh, Mum, if this goes wrong, I'm for it. Joe won't half be mad.
No, it beats me. I just don't understand it.
What?
I mean, you going to all this trouble to get your husband and wife feel fancy.
Fancy? Oh, that's the last thing I want.
Our visitor has arrived, Yassie.
Allah be praised. Okay, Farid, send her in. Well, Mum, this is it.
Are you sure you can trust them guards?
Oh, they won't even know she's been here. She came in at the side entrance.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam. Highness, may I present my mother, Mrs. Dunnock.
Assalamu alaikum.
Nicely, thank you. Doesn't talk English, I suppose.
Yes, she does. Oh, Mum, for goodness sake. Look, go and sit over there.
No need to get worked up. And you don't tell me nobody noticed that arriving.
Looks like a perishing bell tent covered from head to foot in all that black veiling. Just their eyes showing to the slit.
Shh, ma'am. Sorry to have to get you here on the quiet like this, Highness. Will you sit down? I'm hoping we'll be friends. Say, ma'am, I suppose she does talk English.
Shire and happy.
I can't. Highness, this room is guarded. No one can come in. Will you please take off your galabeer?
Don't tell me that's her bare stomach,
ma'am. Thank you, Highness. And now your veil, please. Mum, she's beautiful.
Now listen, don't you have a...
I don't get it. Why wouldn't they let me see her?
Yes, it...
Yes?
If I may ask a question of Her Highness.
Well?
Can she give me some hope, however little, that my lord may find me pleasing?
Yes. Yes, I think I can. What do you say, Mum?
I'll say what I think later.
Your sit.
Yes?
I ask a favor of the gracious sit, that I may see my lord.
Oh.
That through some distant doorway, some curtained window, I may catch, even for one brief moment, a glimpse of him.
No, 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 I'm sorry. Well, I mean, I can't. He's out.
Who's this coming?
I don't know. Whoever it is, they won't let him in here.
He asked it. His Highness, he has returned.
Stop him, Farid. Keep him out.
Yassit, impossible. He is here.
Yassit, what shall I do?
Here, come on, you. Get behind that curtain and don't make a sound.
Where do I go?
Stay where you are, Mum.
What do I say?
Mum, you just keep quiet, see? If I want you to talk, I'll give you a nudge. If not, belt up, see?
There's no need to get worked up.
How does she stay?
My beloved, I am back.
Yes. Yes, I know, Joe.
Oh, Mrs. Dunnock.
Good afternoon. Oh. What's she in fancy dress for?
Mum. What happened, Joe? Why have you come back so soon?
Oh, the great portrait has been abandoned.
Oh, Joe, why?
Well, I was a bit late and Oswald was a bit rude. He said he did not find me inspiring. I glanced at the canvas and I said that was obvious. We parted. Mrs. Dunnock, how nice to see you again.
She's been waiting for you, darling. Haven't you, Mum?
No. That's right.
She's hoping you'll take her to the old Comrades' Day party. Aren't you, Mum? That's right, yes.
But Vicky, weren't you going to that?
I was, but I ratted. Oh, but when I told Dad you might go down later with Mum, he was thrilled, wasn't he, Mum?
Ever so thrilled he was.
Oh, yeah. And Mrs. Dunnock, does she really want to take me?
Big, great pleasure, Your Worship.
You see? So off you go, Joe.
What, in the state robes?
Oh, darling, yes. Why not?
Oh, just like that, on a bus?
No, of course not.
We will be able to talk in the car, Mrs. Dunnock. But I'd like you to know that my marriage to the Princess Guzelle is entirely political. I have never seen her, of course. And more, I begin to think that there is something wrong with her. This wedding is a long way off, Mrs. Dunnock, and I very much doubt if it will ever take place. By Allah, and by Allah. Who is this?
Mum, she's passed out.
Out of my way.
Who is this? Vicky. Who is this?
She's a friend of mine. A little Arab girl, lives in our street. Her father works in a docks. Get her on the sofa.
Allow me. She is beautiful.
I think so. Oh, give her face a good wash and I wonder. Lay her on the sofa.
That's right.
Vicky, how did she come to be here?
Well, Joe... Mum?
Well, this girl, she kept on at me about meeting Vicky, so I brought her along.
And hid her behind the curtain.
Well, it was plain hide and seek.
Poor child. Poor, pretty child. What is her name?
It's no good, Vicky. Just you tell him.
Joe, it's Princess Guzail.
It's Guzail!
Joe, you thought there was something the matter with her. I had to find out.
You mean you have kidnapped her?
No, no. She wanted to come, but...
But?
But her father doesn't know.
Oh, almighty Allah, have you gone mad?
If her father hears of this, he will loose all the devils in hell. War in the Middle East, this may mean.
Joe!
Oh, what made her take such a risk?
Could be she hoped she'd see you.
Ah, what courage.
Here, what's she saying?
No, Jamilun Gasakr.
His beauty is that of a hawk. No man more beauteous was ever born of woman. If it is not my fate to be his, then let death take me.
Death? Mum, she's not going to die, is she?
Oh, don't talk so silly. Get her onto a bed and let her lie down for 5 minutes and then pack her over.
Yes, yes, I will carry her where she may rest more comfortably. Slender of shape, a face soft and pale as starlight. She lies in my arms like a flower. We wronged her father by Allah. Exquisite, as fair as a moon of the 14th night.
Mom!
Now we know why her father didn't want you seeing her. Let that girl inside your door and you've had it.
Oh, Joe loves me, Mom. He's crazy about
me. Is he? You think he'd be marrying this one just to sew his buttons on for him? Oh, I don't.
Joe, any news?
I have just received this note from her. One word only. Safe.
Good.
Ah, oh, clever child. When she left us yesterday...
Joe?
His head is still on his shoulders.
Not so easy to get it off in a Park Lane hotel. Joe, you mean it? Well, are you thinking of chopping off my head?
Oh, Vicky, foolish one. But do you realize even now what you did when I think of the risks that lovely child ran?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was a fool. Joe, won't you forgive me? Kiss me and say you forgive me.
None but Allah is perfect. But remember, nothing like this must ever happen again.
No, I promise. I promise.
Good, good. Meanwhile, I have decided, Allah willing, to advance the date of my wedding to Princess Guzei.
What? Hmm?
Why wait till September? The Amir will have no objection, I think, nor, I feel sure, will she. You agree? Hmm? You agree?
Yes. Yes, if you want me to.
Good, good. Now, why not lie down for a little? You look tired.
I'm all right.
Vicky?
Okay. Are you going out?
Later, to watch the polos.
Oh, Joe, please take me with you. I can't stay here
we
all alone.
We have settled all that, Vicky.
Okay.
Yes? Well, at last. Send him in at once.
Alakistai!
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. You are late, Salim.
You are late, Salim. Sir, at this school where you send me, I am late all day, every day. Now I must be here, now I must be there. But no time is allowed for the coming and the going. At midday, they tell me you have sent for me. Yes, but first, there is so much to do. Listen, sir, first there is lunch and then...
No, Salim, no. That will do. Now...
If you resent my opposition to your forthcoming marriage, I answer that it stinks in my nostrils. A maiden from Kataka, a daughter of the House of Alabama.
Salim... When I said we should have a talk, I misled you. Our intention was that I should talk and you should listen.
Sir, I am dumb.
Now, you mentioned in your letter Mr. Howard J. Brubaker, senior of the president of the Columbia Oil.
Yes, sir. That is Howard's pop.
Is he still in London?
Yes, sir. He is here for 3 days more, after which he returns to Cleveland, Ohio, sir. Sir, he is a most interesting man, and his eagerness to meet you is undiminished.
Tell him I'm sorry it could not be arranged.
Oh, but sir, I can arrange it most easily. When I was discussing our oil production with him on Sunday...
Salim! You will not in future gossip with this man about my affairs. I have summoned you here to tell you so. Your reckless chatter might overthrow a project which is very near to my heart.
Your marriage to the Princess Guzaid? Oh, sir, I implore you. Are there no other maidens?
Salim, have you not wondered what might lie behind the marriage, huh?
Behind it?
Oh, an alliance with her father, perhaps.
An alliance? With that scorpion?
A partnership with His Highness of Kirtaka to produce our own oil.
Oh. Well, wouldn't that gripe you? Huh? And I told him it was baloney.
Told whom?
More than a week ago, Howard said to me, say, this buzz about a get-together between Sarand and Kitaka to produce their own oil, is it on the level? And I laughed in his face.
Howard, senior or junior?
Junior. But his pop said, look, Princey, we keep on getting a noise that says this guy Kitaka is ganging up with your bunch to crash the oil market. Anything this bunch I ever
But there are times when friendship must be sacrificed to expediency. Yafarid. His Highness will return to school at once.
Hearing and obedience, Lord.
But before you go, Salim, I want an oath from you. An oath that no word of what I have told you shall reach the ears of your American friends.
Sir, by our father's beard, I swear that no word of what you have told me shall reach the ears of Mr. Howard J. Brubaker, Sr.
Or of his son, Junior.
Or of his son, Junior.
Finally, Yafarid, you will remind the Prince Salim, as I reminded you last night, of the penalties that befall those whose feet slip from the path of loyalty.
He shall be reminded, Lord.
In the peace of Allah, Salim.
In the peace of the Almighty, brother. An alliance with that jackal, that swindling hound? Yafarid is my brother out of his mind?
Softly, Highness, in Allah's name, softly.
One thing I have learned at school, O long living.
Yes, my son.
An oath which is sworn with the fingers crossed, thus, is not binding on...
Last one to come in, please.
Allah is saying, Mr. and Mrs.
All right. Thanks for the sign, mate.
Hello, Vicky.
Hello, Mum.
Well?
Hello, Dad. What have you done with the bus?
He's through at the early shift. Well, Vicky?
Oh, yes, of course. How did the party go, Dad? Oh,
same as usual. Didn't get him home till 2 o'clock this morning. Now then, what happened last night after I left?
Well, give her time, can't you?
Where's your husband?
Oh, he's gone down to Windsor to watch polo. He won't be back this time.
Well, love, your mum told me what happened.
Oh, I ought to have listened to you, Dad.
Yeah, we all make mistakes. Did that young woman get home all right?
Yes.
What did I tell you? All that fuss.
Yeah, your mother said she was the sort that'd always get back without being spotted.
If ever I saw one. My word, if she was 9, she wouldn't be running around with her stomach showing getting engaged to other people's husbands.
Look, Vicky, I don't like the sound of this girl.
Well?
I think something ought to be done.
What, for instance?
Well, how about me having a word with your Joe?
No, Dad.
Why not?
Because what's the use if he feels like that about her?
Oh, dear. As bad as that, is it? Yeah, why not let's all go for a stroll in the park and think what we'll do?
I can't.
Yes, you can. Do you good. Go and get your hat.
Mum, I can't. I'm not allowed to leave the hotel.
What?
Who says?
Joe. I've not got to go out. If I try, the guards will stop me.
I'd like to see him. What is this, anyway, a punishment?
Yes.
You mean Joseph saw us all out?
He's mad with me. Says I could have sent the whole Middle East up in flames.
And good riddance. Well, this settles it. You're leaving him?
No. No, Mum, I'm not.
You can't stay with a man who changes up like a dog.
Yes, I can. If he beats me like a dog, if he brings home 10 more wives, if he never looks at me, never comes near me. Because that's the way I am about him. And nothing he could do won't ever make me change.
Yassit.
Yes, Farid?
Your visitor is here, Yassit.
What visitor?
He whom you bade me summon.
No! Oh, I told you. I told you this morning. I said to ring him up and tell him not to come.
I had the temerity to disobey your order, Yassit.
Send him away. I won't see him.
It will not come to the ears of His Highness, Yassit.
It might. I'm not going to chance it.
What's all this about? Now, what's happened now?
And you'd better watch your step too, Yafarid. Do you know he was thinking of cutting off your head?
I am old. Weighed against my country's good, I count my neck as nothing.
Well, I'm not old. I'm fond of my neck. And by Allah, I'm not sticking it out again.
What is it, Vicky?
Oh, nothing, Dad. Someone I sent for this morning, actually, then changed my mind. No, Farid, I'm too scared.
To despair is to perish, Yassit. It may be that by this man's help and the help of Allah, both this marriage and this other evil may be brought to nothing.
If he's talking about the treaty with that little slut's father, your dad knows all about it.
Oh, Mum.
Well, I never said I wouldn't tell your dad.
That's okay, love. I won't say a word at the garage.
How many people know he's here?
None but those whom we can trust.
The guards will hear me talking to him.
I shall withdraw the guards from without this room. The slaves also.
Yeah, look, don't you do nothing you don't want to.
Yes, this gentleman is our last hope.
Okay, Farid. I'll be all right, Dad. I've got to stop Joe marrying this girl if I can.
The Almighty will reward your courage with success, Yasit.
Dad, Mum, please go now. I'll see you when this chap's gone. Here, Farid, where's the Sitmakai?
She is much occupied and will remain so. Fear nothing, Yasit. Every risk has been guarded against.
Sing out if you want to stop. Come on, Michael.
Odrukuna.
All right, Farid. Send him in.
Remember, Yasit. Our visitor was summoned to see His Highness.
Good afternoon.
Oh, Mr. Acton Hicks, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, but how nice. How very nice. I'm so glad I was in. Oh, yes. Last time you were here, we said we'd have a little chat one day, remember? Oh, now, don't say you've forgotten.
No, I remember.
Oh, good. Now, what about a drink?
No, thank you.
Smoke?
No, thank you.
Is something wrong? Oh, dear. You haven't come to see His Highness, have you?
I was rung up this morning and told His Highness wanted to see me at 3 o'clock on a matter of great importance.
You were?
I was.
Oh, that's too bad, because I think he's out. I'm almost sure he is.
That had begun to dawn on me.
You don't think I might do instead?
Well, this is too much. The last thing I wanted to appear pompous, but...
Oh, dear, Mr. Hicks, what is it?
Perhaps you don't know how they got me up here. Do you realize that I was waylaid outside this hotel by one of your servants, hustled around to a tradesman's entrance, and then sent up in a luggage lift?
Oh, no. Oh, dear. Well, to tell you the truth, I told them to bring you up quietly.
Really? Well, now, if you'll forgive me, I will leave equally quietly. Which lift would you like me to use?
Oh, no, please. I mean, now you've got this far. Look, I won't keep you long. 10 minutes. 5. Don't say you can't spare me 5 minutes. Very important. Would I be sticking my neck out like this if it wasn't?
Well, why don't give me an inkling of what it's about?
Oh, what's the good of an inkling? Look, what's your hurry? Relax. Change your mind about that drink.
Oh, well.
Oh, goody. That always means yes. Now, what'll it be? Champagne?
Thank you. Well, shall I do that?
Look, you won't be getting no ideas, will you? It is strictly business, you know.
I was afraid it was.
You're sweet. I knew you were. The minute I saw you that day, I knew me and you'd get on all right.
Here you are.
Here's to the Foreign Office. God bless it.
My royal kidnapper. Now, what can I do for your highness?
Well... You know this Kitaka princess my husband's just got engaged to?
Oh, no, no, Your Highness. No, honestly, it can't be done. I'm awfully sorry, but Her Majesty's government can't possibly...
Hold it. You think I'm going to ask you to turn out the British Army and stop the marriage, don't you?
Well, roughly, yes. Aren't you?
No, of course I'm not. Oh, I know your government don't care how many wives Joe collects. Why should they? No, it's what's behind the marriage I thought might interest them. And you. What's so funny?
Well, this time I really do know what you're going to say.
Bet you don't.
No? Right, let me show you how clever I am. Aren't you just going to confide in me that because the British government won't bully the Anglo-Zorandian Oil Company into giving His Highness better terms, he and Kirtaka are going to kick us and the Yanks out, produce and market their own oil, and live happily ever after?
Yes. Yes, I was, actually.
You know, I don't want to hurt your royal feelings, but this ingenious little rumour reached us some time ago.
Rumour? That's all you think it is. Okay.
You know, we at the Foreign Office aren't such fools as people think, and we do know your husband. We know his character, his temperament, his warm affection for this country, his not very high opinion of the Amir. No, no. For him to throw us over for Kirtaka, well, I really do assure you that's not us. I say, should you be opening that safe?
Yes. I've got something to show you.
There you are.
Oh, what's this document?
A draft treaty and oil agreement between Zarand and Kitaka. Unless your side does something, and fast, Mr. Acton Hicks, that'll be signed next week.
No. Oh, no.
What do you mean, no?
Your Highness, things don't happen this way. Beautiful girls just don't put secret treaties into our laps. Worse luck.
You mean you think I'm kidding? Perhaps you think Joe's put me up to this. Well, let me tell you something. If he found out I'd showed you that, he'd knock me off as soon as look at me.
Oh, my dear girl.
Oh, for goodness sake. Look, don't you have any idea at all when someone's telling you the truth? Because if you don't, it's time you changed your job.
All right. I'll read it. But I simply cannot believe His Highness will do this to us.
Well, get a load of that. You'll learn a lot. And look, let's get this clear. I don't give a sausage what His Highness does to you. I just don't want him bringing home another wife. Understand?
What a lovely morning. Must I stay in the hotel again today, Joe?
Yes, please.
That'll be 2 days I haven't been out. I would like some fresh air.
If the air on the balcony is not fresh, tell Mac to complain to the management.
Who did you see at the Foreign Office this morning?
Amongst others, your friend, Mr. Acton Hicks.
Mr. Acton Hicks? Oh, yes, the man Mac knows. Oh, but he's not a friend of mine, darling. I mean, did he say he was? You can't call someone a friend you've only met once. Well, I mean, can you?
His Excellency tells me you wanted to see us urgently, sir.
Something very disturbing has happened, Miss Mackay, Yafarid. And I have a question to ask you all. One of you knows the answer.
Lord?
I learned this morning, to my deep dismay, that the news of our treaty to Kirtaka has reached the ears of the British Foreign Office.
Oh, no.
3 people only were in my confidence, and one of them, suborned perhaps by the British Foreign Office, has demolished the ramparts of reticence with the dynamite of treachery.
Do you wish me to take notes of all this, sir?
No, Miss Mackay. That will not be necessary, but perhaps you will answer my question.
Is Your Highness asking me if I've given anyone confidential information? If so, the answer is no, I have not.
Thank you. Yafarid?
Lord?
Perhaps you can enlighten us. In this matter, your hand has been against me throughout.
No, Lord. Your resolve to unite Zarand and Kirtakar is both thorn in my pillow and dagger in my heart. But that I should disclose my Lord's mind to others, no. Never that.
By your life. Is that true?
By the life of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
That leaves only you, Vicky.
Me? Darling, you're joking. You can't think I...
No. You, I cannot suspect. This alliance was your plan, your heart's darling. Why should you strive to bring it to nothing?
Well, exactly. Why should I? Besides, I haven't been out and about much these last 2 days, have I? And anyway, who would I tell? Who would I go to? I mean, it isn't as if I'd... Well, anyhow, I didn't. But darling, how shattering. Who was there? Who was talking?
Lord Norimack, the Foreign Secretary, and with him Mr. Acton Hicks and Sir Wilbraham Pym, the chairman of the Azad Oil Company.
Oh, big stuff. And they asked if it's true that you're walking out on them?
They did. I felt compelled to tell them that, much as I regretted having to terminate their lease... The AZ Company's 50-50 terms were no longer realistic. On that, Lord Norimack glanced at Sir Wilbraham, who cleared his throat and offered us...
55-45.
Yes, Mac. How did you guess?
I'm getting quicker, sir. I've been very slow.
55-45? Well, you accepted, didn't you?
Accept? Well, I thought of Kirtaka, who trusts me. I remembered my given word...
You mean you turned them down?
Oh, Vicky, do you reproach me?
No.
Well, it does seem a pity.
So you refused 55-45, sir. And then?
And then Lord Norimack spoke again, Mac. Most eloquently, he was almost in tears. Even Queen Victoria's devotion to my great-great-grandfather was touched upon.
It was a wonderful offer, Joe.
That is what Sir Wilbraham said. We all agreed that generosity could hardly go further.
And then you left them, sir?
No, I was on the point of leaving, Mac, when they begged me to wait while they all withdrew. After a long half hour, they all returned and offered us... 60-40.
60-40?
Allah be praised.
And was that a good enough offer to overcome Your Highness's moral scruples?
I decided to think my own feelings, Mac, and put my country first.
Oh,
Darling!
Allah is great and will prevail. May he ever prosper the righteous.
And preserve the simple hearted.
And how, may I ask, sir, will you break this news to His Highness the Emir?
Not repudiate the marriage. No need to worry ourselves about that.
Good. That's all right, then.
Sir, will you stop tormenting Her Highness?
Tormenting her, Mac?
It's no good, sir. I know what you've been up to. Send my niece in here, please.
Oh.
My word, have I been dumb and blind? I'd have thought better of you, Excellency.
Of me, Yassir?
Don't tell me you weren't in on this, for I wouldn't believe you.
But, Yassir...
No, save your breath, Yafarid. As with the Almighty, so with the Sitt Mackay. From neither can anything be hidden.
Lord.
Speak then.
Lord, the Sitt Mackay does right to revile me. My tongue is blistered with lies. And because of my lies, the heart of Her Highness is saddened.
Her sadness will pass.
But not her belief that I conspired with her to deceive you. Nor the belief of the Prince Salim that I have two faces.
On my head be it, O long living. What you did was at my bidding.
Oh, that's something I never doubted. No, Jenny, come on. Come right in.
Good morning, Your Highness.
Good morning, Jenny.
Now then.
Your Highness...
It's all right, Jenny. Your Aunt Lucy knows everything.
Even now I can hardly believe it. The Princess Guzei Yil. And to think her poor Highness fell for it. Anyone less like an Arab princess than you.
You didn't see me. I bet you wouldn't have known me with that Eastern makeup.
If you wanted an Arab princess, sir, you had the Princess Guzei Yil herself.
Oh, no, no, Mac. My spies tell me she is a very plain little girl. I wanted a houri, a home wrecker.
A home wrecker? Jenny!
Oh, she would have wrecked any home.
And you don't speak a word of Arabic, my girl.
Oh, no, you let her hear you, Jenny. His beauty is that of a hawk.
Yahu, Jamilun Kasakr. Ajmal Minulam Talidanisa.
I'm disgusting.
Now that'll do, Mac.
The check, please, Jenny.
Oh, Aunt Lucy.
Go on, open your bag.
Your Highness, I really came to thank you for the super wonderful, fabulous check you sent me for a wedding present.
Wedding present? A bribe to keep your mouth shut.
It wasn't. Please, sir, tell her it wasn't. You knew I wouldn't tell anyone, didn't you?
You told me.
I didn't. You wormed it out. Your Highness, I'm terribly sorry. I showed this check to my mother, and she said, oh, no, there must be some mistake, and I must show it to Aunt Lucy. And the very minute Aunt Lucy saw it, she...
She knew just what had happened.
Yes, she did. She's like that.
Never mind what I'm like. You're giving that check back to His Highness.
Oh, nonsense,
no.
Max, you know.
Indeed she is, sir. Do as I tell you, Jenny.
Simpler to do as she tells one, Jenny. I always have to. Thank you. I'm sorry. Would you like the pieces of the check, Mac?
Thank you, sir.
Jenny, I still think that you should have a wedding present, and since your Aunt Lucy already knows the worst, what question can there be of bribery? You see this this jewel I'm wearing here? Take it with my best wishes.
Oh, but this is...
Shh, sell it.
You give that to me, Jenny.
Oh, goodbye, Your Highness, and thank you for my fabulous present. Thank you so much. Salamu alaikum.
Ma, salam, ya binti.
Jenny, you're not taking that jewel. Oh, it's worth a fortune.
Run for it, Jenny.
Goodbye, Aunt Lucy. You'll come for a ride in my rose, won't you?
Your Highness.
Oh, Mac. As a favor to me, let her keep it.
Go. I give up.
Thank you. That is nice of you.
I'm not feeling nice. And when I think of her poor Highness...
Her poor Highness is the pulse of my heart and the summit of my desires. The rest is between her and me.
Was it she who let on to the Foreign Office?
She was our only hope, Yassir. Someone who believed with all her heart that what she was saying was true. Nothing else would convince them.
Your Highness never do things the straightforward way.
Mac, was there a straightforward way of cuddling up again to the British Lion with an extra 200,000 a week in our pocket? If so, you should have pointed it out to me.
Yes? Yes. His Highness, the Emir of Qatar, is on the telephone, sir. Will you speak to him?
Yes.
And Mr. Dunnock's here, sir.
Oh.
Says he's got to see you. They think he's in a bit of a rage about something.
Oh, poor Stan. Ask him to wait.
Lord, a word in the ear of Mr. Dunnock might banish the viper of anger from the garden of friendship.
See him, Yafarid. Suggest that he may have misjudged me. Tell him all he needs to know.
Hearing and obedience, Lord.
Put His Highness the Amir through, please. Better tell him no. You've run out on him.
Must I?
I should. He can't assault you on the telephone.
Mm. Highness! And on you, peace. Oh, brother, your voice is welcome to my ears. Yes? Yes? Hmm? Yes? Yes? Yeah, Highness, my understanding is not keeping pace with your words. Kindly begin again at the beginning, making your meaning clearer. Ah, yes. Yes. Yes, yes. Yes, that is certainly clear. It is very clear. It tells me that your Highness is a man without honor, that anyone foolish enough to rely on your word will repent it. No, I have heard enough.
What's happened, sir?
Mac, you will never believe me, but like a true son of the House of Alabas, he has run out on us. He has agreed to sign up with the Americans.
The Prince Salim?
Hmm?
Hasn't he got some American friends?
Oh, yes. Howard J. Brubaker, Sr., President of Columbia Oil. Mac, I believe you've hit it.
I see. You wanted to convince the Americans they were in danger of losing Kataka's oil, so you sent them that poor wee boy to tell them so.
I didn't send him, Mac. I expressly forbade him to go.
Sir.
Well, I had to make quite sure he went.
Yes. Oh, they've put the Amir through again, sir.
I won't speak to him.
No, sir. I'm sorry. His Highness is not available. What shall I tell him?
Tell him to get off my telephone. He defiles it.
Highness, may I take a message? Yes. Yes. Yes, sir. I'll tell him. Sir, one really is upset. One is almost in tears. One prays that in the joy of your forthcoming marriage to the Princess Guzeyil, your rage may be forgotten and the breach between you healed.
He said that? Give me the telephone. I am here to make it plain to your Highness that your conduct has brought to an end all thought of my marriage to the Princess Guzeyil. No. No. No, I have spoken.
I suppose I should have seen that coming.
Sorry, I can't wait any longer. I'll come on duty midday.
Come in, Stan. I am delighted to see you.
Look, Joe. Is this straight what His Excellency says? That you're not going to marry this girl, this princess?
It's perfectly straight.
And you didn't never mean to marry her?
Never, Stan. Not for 1 minute.
Well, I must say,
You'll be wasting your breath, Mr. Dunnock.
Miss Mackay has already told me exactly what she thinks of me.
Not exactly, Your Highness.
Huh?
That might have earned me that bowstring around my neck.
Well, what was it, a leg pull or something?
Tell me, Stan, does Mrs. Dunnock help you drive your bus?
No, but the one blooming thing she doesn't stick her nose in.
Suppose she did. Suppose she sat beside you every day telling you when to stop, when to start, when to change gear, and then when to overtake. What would you do about that?
Oh, I'd shoot her, most likely, if I didn't strangle her. Oh, I get you. You're telling me Vicky's like that bossy, I mean?
Sometimes.
Oh, you don't have to tell me. How do you know where she gets it from? Yeah, do you think you can cure her?
Allah willing.
Well, you better get cracking. Let it run on and you won't have hope. Okay, I won't say another word. Don't be too rough, though. Does she know you won't be marrying this other one?
Not yet.
Well, I won't stop and talk to her. Yeah, what do I tell her mum, though? About this other girl, I mean.
Why not tell her that you told me just what you thought of me, and I agreed to cancel the engagement?
Oh, dead clever. Yeah, I'll say, mind if I bash the gong, I'm going to be late.
By all means, help yourself, Stan. So long, Stan.
So long, Joe. So long, boys. Be seeing you.
I heard Dad's voice, didn't I?
Vicky. Where are you going?
Didn't I?
He's gone. He was late. Tell me, where are you going with that suitcase?
I'm leaving you, Joe. Hmm? I've only taken just the things I need. Here, the key of my jewel case. It's all okay.
Have you suddenly gone stark, staring mad?
No.
At least you'll tell me why you are leaving me.
I'm saving you the trouble of building me a palace out in the desert to rot in.
Oh, heart of my heart.
Look, this little gazelle's much more your cup of tea. Someone just to sit around all day telling you how marvelous you are and to go to bed with.
Vicky, light of my life, you're talking nonsense. You cannot leave.
Oh, yes, I can. If you go marrying her, I can. I mean, it's either her or me.
Oh, moon of my soul, to cancel the wedding would be impossible. The date has been fixed. I have looked upon her face.
I know. I saw you looking. Well, goodbye, Joe.
No, wait. If I say that I will try to break the engagement... Hmm?
No, Joe. Not good enough. You've got to promise.
Oh. If for your sake I do this thing and only Allah knows how it can be done and what may follow, then may I have your promise that in future you will leave the affairs of state to me?
You mean I'm not to help you?
No, Vicky.
Not even take an interest.
But for the interest you took, would the little gazelle have crossed our path?
Okay. I'll try. And will that do?
No, Vicky. Not good enough. You must promise.
Oh, darling. Oh, Joe, I love you. Hold me tight. I didn't really want to leave you.
Oh, seduction of the universe. I guessed as much. You were taking so little with you. Let us see just how little. The case is empty as I thought.
Aren't you getting clever?
It is not for nothing that Allah gives a sparrow wings.
I don't get it.
Don't frown.
You know I always frown when I think.
Then don't think. Kiss me instead.
But, darling, if I'm not to help...
Don't talk.
Joe?
That is much better.
That was John Justin as His Highness the Sultan of Zarand, Patricia Gallimore as Vicky, David March as His Excellency the Sheikh Farid, and Cyril Shapps as His Highness the Emir of Kotaka. In A Gazelle in Park Lane by Dorothy and Campbell Christie. With Margaret Gordon as Lucy Mackay, John Brining as Stan Dunnock, Marjorie Westbury as Mabel Dunnock, Elizabeth Proud as Jenny West, Nigel Anthony as His Highness the Prince Salim, Geoffrey Wincott as Richard Acton Hicks, Anthony Jackson as the guard, Ronald Herdman as the Major Domo. The play was produced by Audrey Campbell.
In a few moments, it'll be time for the news.